Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show. Show.
Now it's time.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus.
You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
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 It's going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a
tracer
can stop me?
Hey everyone, this is RBCP and you're listening to the Snowplow Show for March 18th, 2016. And today's episode is sponsored by Reefer Badness, everyone's favorite Go Cup songwriter. I have some breaking news today. It's such breaking news that I'm going to play the breaking news song. Just right before I started recording this show, I happened to find an article. It popped up on one of my blogs about that guy that was egging his neighbor's house. Remember the guy? He egged him like more than 100 times, it says. Once the police were there investigating the eggings, and he launched a bunch of eggs at the house and hit the policeman in the foot. And I don't even know why I'm mentioning this, because I never made any prank calls related to this story, but that was my plan originally. I was going to start calling everyone in the neighborhood around this guy's house and accusing them of being the egging guy. But they caught the guy. It's some guy. His name is Jason Kozan. He's 30 years old. And I looked for his Facebook but couldn't find it. I was hoping maybe he said something about it. They don't give any details, though. I want to know how he was doing this without getting caught over 100 times. I think he had some sort of crazy catapult thing rigged up, and he completely fucked up this old man's house. There's pictures of it in the article. Anyway, though, they caught him. He's in jail. And I guess that completely ruins my idea of prank calling the neighbors around there. So I guess that's what I get for not doing it quick enough. I'll put a link to the story in the show notes if any of you are interested in reading about this. I got two other news stories in my email this morning that are also not exactly related to this show or prank calls in any way, but sort of they are, maybe, in a way, but not really. One is from Randall Thor. He sent me the link about the new Domino's Pizza autonomous delivery robot thing that they're doing now. I forget which country it was in. I read about this earlier today. But it's, I don't know, basically a car that delivers pizzas automatically without any driver or anything. Or more of a robot, I guess. But I don't know, one of these nights we're going to have to do something crazy with that. I know in the past I've claimed to Domino's customers that their pizza was going to be delivered by a delivery drone when those were in the news a year or two ago. So maybe we'll have some Domino's pizza delivery robots go bad. We can warn people to stay in their homes and don't unlock the doors. And then the other news story I got in my email was from Big Time Glitch, and he sent me this story about how Carl's Jr., CEO, wants to try out this automated restaurant where customers never see a person. So basically it turns Carl's Jr. restaurants into a giant vending machine. And again, that has pretty much nothing to do with prank calls, but I'm mostly reading this so that I can play my sound clips.
Carl's Jr., fuck you, I'm eating.
Or there's this one.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
I think it sounds fucking awesome, having robots delivering pizzas and having automated fast food restaurants. That sounds like the coolest thing ever. I can't wait for this stuff to happen. And I'm sure we'll figure out some weird, bizarre way to turn all of that into pranks somehow.
Your children will be placed in the custody of Carl's Jr.
Thank you, Big Time Glitch and Randall Thor, for sending me stories that have absolutely nothing to do with prank calls. You guys are the best. I really want to do a live show today, you guys, but I can't because I'm still sick. I mean, I feel awesome. I don't feel sick, but I'm coughing a bunch, which hopefully I will edit out of the show for you guys. You won't even know what's happening, except that I just told you it's happening. But because of that, I'm not going to do a live show today. I'm just going to do some pre-recorded stuff so that I can have huge coughing fits at the end of every single phone call. And I think today I'm going to do some more of the California water drought phone calls where I pretend to be the water company and yell at people about overusing their water, because I really wanted to do some more of those a few weeks ago, but just kind of never got around to it. So let's do some of those. This is an idea, I think, originally by a guy named Minus the Taco, or at least it's a variation of some idea he had. I don't remember exactly how this all started, but let's do some of these. Let's yell at some people about their water usage.
Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Kessler.
Yes.
Hi, this is Steve from the American Water Company.
And, yes.
We've had some reports from your neighbors that you've been overusing your water.
What?
And we just need to let you know you need to stop doing that, or we're going to have to fine you.
Who is this?
My name is Steve from the American Water Company.
What are you talking about?
You've been overusing your water. You've been watering your lawn, washing your cars. Just letting you know.
We have not washed our cars. We don't wash our cars. We take our cars to a car wash.
Of course you're going to say that because you're being confronted about it. And it's fine if you want to lie to me. But if you keep doing this, we're going to have to shut off your water or send you a fine.
And you know what, Steve? We have a well.
Oh, you're full of shit. Look, just stop overusing your water.
Listen, don't you ever call me again.
You don't have a well, ma'am. We're...
Hello?
I will call you again if you keep overusing your water. And you know what?
Listen, it doesn't matter. Listen, jerk. You have no right to call me. You don't even know who I am. Where do I live? You don't even know where I live.
Of course I do. You're on Drive.
That's not the way you pronounce it. I don't know who you are.
Oh, sorry,
but
I don't live
there. But listen, all I want you to do is stop calling this house or I'm going to call the police. You have no right to call me. You have no right in the world.
You have no right to overuse water. We're in a drought, ma'am.
We have a well. Are you deaf?
That doesn't give you the right to overuse water. The whole state's in a drought.
We have never washed our cars. You have no idea what you're talking about.
You have too washed your cars, you liar.
Now you're calling me a liar?
Because I know you've washed your cars at some point in the past.
I have never washed my car here, ever.
Well, you said you never washed your car, period.
Goodbye.
Jeez, that lady definitely had something to hide. She knows she's doing something wrong, or she wouldn't get so defensive.
Hello?
Hello, Margaret?
Yes.
Hi, this is Dave from the water company.
Yes.
And we've gotten some reports that you've been overusing your water.
What water company are you representing?
The California Water Company.
Oh. Overusing our water?
Yeah, they're saying you've been filling up your sink all the way to the top when you do dishes and taking long showers.
Okay, who is this who says this?
Just neighbors have been reporting.
That is impossible. None of them knows anything, and besides, they're stupid.
They're holy crap, wow, she does not like her neighbors.
Hello?
Hey, you damn hobo, you don't hang up on me. Do you want to get your water
I
shut off?
I can hang up on anyone I want to, and I think that you are a scam artist.
Well, I can shut your water off, and we'll see who's the scam artist. Wow, she has me figured out.
Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Dudley.
Yes.
Hi, this is Dave from the California Water Company.
Yes.
And we understand you've been overusing your water at your house.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. We're in the middle of a drought, and you can't do that.
What are you talking about?
It's not a laughing matter,
ma'am. We're way under our allotment.
But no, you've been... We know what you've been doing. You've been turning back the water meter, so we can't tell.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Oh, we know all about...
That's the silliest thing. Who are you?
It is not silly when you do that. That affects everyone in the state.
Stop it.
We're in the middle of a drought.
We have never turned back a meter.
Oh,
now, who are you?
We have photographs of you turning back the meter, ma'am.
We do not.
We are on top of things here. We know about scammers like you.
Oh, you are a liar.
Oh,
what
I'm the liar.
What is the matter with you?
Why would I lie about this? I just work for the water company.
Why? Don't ask me. We are way under our allotment.
Oh, I know why you're under.
We have never turned a meter anywhere. What is your name?
You can't just turn your meter back like that, ma'am.
What is your name?
I already told you. My name's Roy.
I want your last name.
Well, I'm
going to call the water company.
Oh, you've got the water company on the phone right now, stupid. We're talking.
Don't be ridiculous. What is your last name?
We're already talking. What do you mean? Why do you need to call us back?
What is your last name?
Well, maybe I don't feel like telling my last name to a scammer.
Scammer?
Yeah. It's a scam when you turn back your water meter.
Okay, I'm going to call the water company right now.
Good. Oh, darn it. I thought she was going to pick right back up and I could pretend to be the water company. But no. Man, people are really uptight in this neighborhood. By the way, this neighborhood is one I've done before. I'm not going to say which one, but I think you guys probably know. Some of you do, anyway.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Alexandra?
This is her sister. She's just stepped outside. Who's calling, please?
This is Steve from the California Water Company.
Okay, and is this a, what are you calling about?
Well, we're just calling about your swimming pool.
She doesn't have a swimming pool.
Oh, no, we know that you've put an above-ground pool in the back. We have pictures.
You're wrong. There is no swimming pool here.
Well, I know you probably have hidden it because of the drought and everything, but we just need to let you know that it's illegal to fill that up. So you better not be filling that up.
Who the heck are you? Wait a minute. There is no swimming pool here.
Okay. Well, yeah. You don't sound very convincing. Nice try, though.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Who are you?
I'm from the California Water Company, and you guys are over your allotment for one thing.
What are you even talking about?
The allotment for water. We're in the middle of a drought. Have you not heard of the drought?
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
And I have no idea what you're talking about, because if you come and look at her property, there is no swimming pool here.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, by the time we get there, you'd probably disassemble it and hide it somewhere. But we know there's a pool there, ma'am. You don't have to deny it. I'm just saying you better not fill it up.
You are out of your mind. There is, you know what?
I'm out of my mind. I'm not the one wasting water in the middle of a drought.
There is no.
California's in serious trouble right now with this water issue, ma'am. And you're just filling up swimming pools and.
There is no swimming pool here.
Yeah, I heard that lie the first 7 times that you told it, but.
I honestly.
Is your sister there? Maybe she'll be more honest with me.
Okay.
And I like how you say I honestly, like you're being honest. That's a good one.
You know what? You are being so rude, because I don't care if you have a drone flying over this house. There is no swimming pool.
Oh, we have better technology than that, ma'am. And we know there's a swimming pool. So you need to pack that thing up and don't even think about filling it up.
Oh, my God.
Motherfucker.
Wait a minute. Who are you that you would swear at me like that?
I can say anything I want because you're a bunch. You're wasting water, and we're in serious trouble right now.
This is a guy. He says he's from the California Water Commission, and you have a swimming pool, and you're hiding it, and you're wasting water, and you're above your limit. And he just calls me a motherfucker.
On my phone?
Yes.
Are you answering my phone?
Yes. Hello.
Hello, ma'am. This is Steve from the water company.
Yes.
And I never said any of those things that she said. I don't know what she's talking about. I was just calling to let you know that you're over your allotment.
For what?
For water. You're only allowed to use so much water, and you've.
And what is our allotment?
You've gone double over what you're supposed to use.
What is our allotment?
You're allowed to use 3 gallons per month.
How much?
3 gallons.
3 gallons?
Yeah, 3 gallons per month. Does that seem unreasonable?
What is this about? Who are you?
I'm from the water company, ma'am. So you're going to sit there and laugh at me for telling you what your allotment is? All right, she hung up. I really want to find someone with a swimming pool. There's lots of neighbors that have swimming pools. I can see the aerial view on whitepages.com. But it seems like every pool owner I've called doesn't answer.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Like that one. They have a pool in their backyard, a huge pool.
Hello?
Hi, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Roy from the water company.
Yep.
And we've gotten some reports here that you've been taking long showers. You're over your allotment for your water usage.
Oh, I don't know why. That's weird.
Well, you've been taking long showers. We've been monitoring your water usage. That's one thing. Your showers are too long. And do you really need to flush the toilet after every single use?
Is this a joke?
No, of course not.
I mean, you're monitoring it that closely?
Yeah, we've got a monitor on every house right now in that neighborhood. And we can tell how long you use your water for each thing.
We actually don't flush our toilets often at all.
Well,
I mean, most of the time I don't flush.
Well, that's disgusting. You just leave turds sitting in there? That's gross. What's wrong with you? You're disgusting, Jennifer. But anyway, you're way over your allotment. And you need to just kind of step it up a notch on your water conservation. Hello, Jennifer?
Hello?
Hello, Alan?
Yeah.
This is Steve from the California Water Company. And I needed to let you know that we're going to be there tomorrow morning to drain your pool.
Drain the pool?
That's right.
Just a minute.
Okay.
They want to drain the pool.
What? Hello?
Oh, hi, Mrs.
Who are you?
My name is Steve. I'm from the water company, California
Which
Water Company.
Water Company?
The California Water
Which?
Company. And I just needed to let you guys know we're going to be there tomorrow morning to drain the pool.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are. What do you mean we're not?
We have not authorized that.
Oh, no, it's not you that authorizes it. We're just draining the pools. We're going to donate the water to less fortunate families.
Oh, come
and
on.
You're not allowed to have a pool full of water because we're in a drought.
Oh, come on.
It's the law, ma'am. Have you not been keeping up with politics?
Hello?
Sir, we'll shut off your water if you're just going to hang up on me like that. Do you want to lose your water service?
Just a minute. Who are you anyway?
I've already told you. This is Steve from the water company.
Yeah?
Are you going to go get your wife again? Because you can't handle it?
Well, she's been handling all the water, so...
Oh, well, not very well, because she just hung up on me. Anyway, tomorrow morning, we're going to be there about 9 in the morning. We're going to drain your pool.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are.
Why?
Because we're in the middle of a drought, and we're donating your water to other families that need it.
Are you going to drain every pool?
Most of them, except the ones that have paid the fee.
Paid the fee?
Yep.
What fee?
Well, we don't like to give people that option. Just don't even worry about it. We're just going to come and drain the pool. It's not going to be it's not going to be any extra work for you.
No, you're not going to drain it.
Yes, we are. We have the right to drain your pool. We're the water company. There's a water shortage, and we're going to use your pool to make up for the difference.
I don't understand that because we've been our water usage. Is in less than the allowance.
Oh, no, we know all about your water usage. I think you've been trying to trick the system or something, because we know you've been using more than your allotment.
Pardon?
You've been using more than your allotment of water.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, we know so. We've been looking at your house with thermal imaging cameras, and we can see how much water you use. I don't know what you guys are doing, if you're, like, turning back the water meter or something, but that's illegal, and you can't do that. But I'm not calling to talk about that. I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be draining your pool tomorrow. Sir? Sir, how come you're just breathing?
We're talking to the water company.
Well, it doesn't sound like you are. You're just sitting there ignoring me. You're not very good at this whole phone thing, are you?
Okay.
Is your what? No, I guess his wife told him to hang up or something. He hung up. I could actually hear her in the background talking, I guess, to the water company or something. And she said something about a prank call, oddly enough.
Hello?
Hi, George?
No, this is his father-in-law, John York.
Fuck. Okay. Well, this is Steve from the water company. Is he around?
Huh? He's not. His wife is. You want to speak to her?
Oh, sure. That'd be great.
Hold on. I think this is the water company.
Hello?
Hi. This is Steven from the California Water Company.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know we're going to be there tomorrow morning to drain your pool.
What do you mean you're going to be here tomorrow to drain my pool?
Tomorrow around 9 in the morning. So just make sure you have any dogs locked up.
Wait, why are you draining my pool? You're not supposed to be draining my pool.
Oh, no, we're draining all the pools. We're in a drought right now, so we're going to be using that water for other purposes.
No, that's okay. You cannot drain my pool. Oh. I need it for medical purposes.
Oh, that's not true. Come on.
You know what? If you come and see what my leg currently looks like, I'm not kidding you. I just had a major orthopedic trauma surgery 3 weeks ago. That is true.
Okay, well, we have to drain your pool. We're draining all the pools. We're in a drought. You can't just keep
you
a pool filled up.
You cannot drain my pool. I don't know who this is, but you cannot drain my pool.
I'm with the California Water Company. Oh, yes, we are. We're the water company. We'll shut off your water if you don't let us have that pool.
I'm sorry. Who is this?
My name is Steven. I'm with the California Water Company.
Steven what?
No, Steven who?
Can I talk to your manager, please?
He's not available right now, but are you going
to
tell him?
Well, I need to talk to your manager because I've heard nothing about this. Nothing.
Do you want
to
tell?
I have.
You just want to tell him your bullshit story about your leg or whatever?
You know what? Don't tell me I have a bullshit story about my leg.
Well, it sounds like a bullshit story. I mean, that's like the flimsiest excuse I've ever heard.
You know what?
Hey, she didn't tell me what.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again.
What a crazy error recording.
Hi, thanks a lot for calling the Bitch family. Sorry we're not here to take your call at this moment, but if you wish, please leave your name, phone, and message. We will get back to you shortly. Thanks a lot for your call. Make it a great day and a better tomorrow.
Well, that was a crazy answering machine message. Pretty sure that guy has a syndicated radio show for a living.
Hello?
Hi, Melinda?
Yeah.
Hi there, this is Steven from the California Water Company.
Yes.
And I just wanted to let you know we're going to be there in the morning to drain your pool.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
What?
Probably about 9 in the morning is when they're expected to arrive.
Oh, I didn't even know anything about the pool getting drained.
Oh, yeah, we're draining all the pools in the neighborhood. It's for the drought.
Oh, why, because water keeps going into it?
Yeah, that, and we just want to use the water for other people. We're going to...
Oh, I get it. Okay, you're going to reuse the water.
Yeah, we're going to recycle it.
Oh, okay.
We're going to dump it into the water towers.
Okay. This is not a prank call, right?
Oh, no, of course not. Why would you think that?
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, you can just come on through. We have an unlocked pedestrian gate.
Okay.
Up the street.
That's good to know. All right.
Just come on through and walk on back to the backyard.
Okay. And did you know you're over your water allotment?
Probably.
Oh, you know about this? So you just don't care?
Well, no, not really, but I'm not surprised.
Why aren't you?
We do a lot of laundry. I think it might be that.
Well, you need to start doing it by hand or something and hanging it up to dry. It's not a laughing matter.
Are you serious?
Of course, yeah. We're in the middle of a drought. This is a serious problem.
No, I know that. Yeah, no, I was just trying to determine if this was like a serious phone call.
Oh, yeah, very serious.
Okay.
And, stop using so much water. Stop flushing the toilet every time.
So what is our water allotment?
You get, like 4,000 gallons per month.
Okay.
And you're currently up to 18,000.
This month?
Yes.
And what is it typically? What is it typically in a month?
Well, it's like that every month. You guys, you're just wasting all the water. You're using up all of California's water. You idiot.
I don't think we really use that much water.
You don't think? Well, you did. You didn't see. You said you do a lot of laundry. Is it from that?
Yeah. Can you hold on a second?
Why don't you stop doing so much goddamn laundry? Sure, I can hold.
Can you hold on? Talk to my husband, please.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi there. I just needed to let you guys know we're going to be draining your pool tomorrow morning, about 9 in the morning. I don't know why she put you on the phone. She already told us about the public gate and all that stuff, so we'll be there at 9.
Yeah. Why is it you think you need to drain our pool?
Well, it's because of the drought.
No. This is not a real phone call.
Of course it is. I'm from the California Water Company.
No, we don't appreciate it. I'm going
to... You don't appreciate what?
What?
Well, at least the husband knew it was a prank. That lady was just way too accepting of everything I told her. Let's take a break from these calls for a little bit and listen to some voicemails. You know, just 5 minutes of voicemails, 5 or 10 minutes, maybe 15, 20, 30 minutes of voicemails. Because everybody loves voicemails.
Hey, Roy, what's cracking? This is how I watch videos from Oklahoma.
What? What?
You piss me off most of the time.
I do?
Fucking idiot.
What?
This probably won't get played now because I said that.
What's happening?
I like you, man. I like your videos. Plus, I even let the ads play.
Aw, I have no idea what you're talking about, but thanks.
I just let them play, man, so you'll get some money from it.
That's awesome. I appreciate it.
I was thinking about ordering some of your shit.
Everybody should do that, by the way. When you're watching PLA videos on YouTube, you need to turn off the ad block. God damn it.
And I decided, I might eventually.
All right.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't wear it. All right, dude.
So you called me to have a conversation with someone else in the background?
See you, Roy.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Hey, Brad. It's Brad.
Hey, Brad.
I just wanted you to know that even though she broke my nose within the first 20 seconds last night, I defeated Rowdy Ronda Rousey using only my two thumbs. I just thought you'd like to know that.
What?
Okay, bye.
What the hell's going on with the voicemails today? I don't know what's happening. Know what anyone's talking about.
Me is the gata.
Oh, great.
Must I remind you that no matter what you do, I shall never give up on ridding the world of the PLA. Therefore, I have once again kidnapped another one of your simple-minded listeners, and I'm holding them hostage in a basement.
Who is this time?
Can you guess which one it is this time?
No idea.
Hi, Brad. It's Gloria.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, shut up, Gloria. Mr. Cutter doesn't care about you.
Brad, what the hell? It's me, Gloria.
He knows who you are. He just doesn't care.
That's right.
I mean, seriously, this dude is fucking crazy.
Just shut up,
please.
And put the lotion on his skin.
Please kill her.
Dude, I'm not putting on that lotion, so just forget about it.
Olga didn't like it either, but that doesn't matter. Nobody is going to come save you. Just do it.
My dad is going to kick your ass.
And here you go talking about your dad again.
Is this how you treat your listeners, Brad? What the hell?
Yes, Mr. Cutter hates his listeners, so stop listening to him.
I knew you were creepy, but not this creepy.
This is just your opinion, Gloria.
Oh no, Gloria's been kidnapped. Whatever shall I do? I sure hope he doesn't kill her.
Hey, Brad. This is George from Maine.
Hey, George.
Hey, I deliver FedEx packages, and I wanted to say that I love your show, listen all the time. I got addicted when I looked up FedEx on the podcast, and your show came up with all the calls to people that did not have packages that day. So
thanks for not turning me into the corporate office or anything.
All the calls since then, all the shows since then, and all the old ones, and I subscribed, and I think you're great. So keep up the good work. Bye!
Thanks, George. I think you should probably give me some of your customer phone numbers. Give me private customer info so you can get fired, but at least maybe I'll get a good show out of it. That's all that matters. It's all for the greater good.
Hello, this is Spencer from Laguna Beach, California. Your show is really wonderful.
Thanks.
You are really cool, Brad, and I want to be just like you.
Yay.
I look up to you, an Oregon guy, and I just hope I can stay.
Thanks for lumping me in there with Oregon guy. That was great.
In my mother's basement for another 10 years and become cool like you. You're the modern day Rich Little.
Yep. That's me. I live in my mother's attic. Don't you know anything?
Hey, RBCP. This is Dave. I called a while back, and I also gave you an email for the
Planet Fitness. I gave you a number for Planet Fitness right next to a weed dispensary, and my birthday is coming up on the 22nd. I was wondering if maybe you could do that prank for me.
Nope, probably not.
Also, I might be interested
in... I'm like 200 emails behind right now. I don't even know where that is.
Also, I might be interested in buying a shirt. I'm going to try to convince my parents to do it or myself.
Oh, yay. Right. So if I do your prank, you'll buy a shirt? Or are you going to buy a shirt even if I ignore the prank? Because if that's the case, I'm just going to ignore your prank request.
Those are dear Brad Carter, din fede nye. Kan du sove godt, Mr. Jakob? Eller hvordan skal der ske? Hvad var? Cactus for the win, motherfucker. PLA, man. And that's how it is. You know what I'm saying?
I think I just got insulted, but I'm not sure.
Hey, dear Brad.
Hey, Corbin guy.
I hope he gets a feeling better.
Oh, look, it's a 3-minute voicemail. I'm sure that's all going to get played.
Welcome to my world. I know that you got listeners and there isn't there a new show, blah, 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 blah,
yep.
Blah, wah, wah, wah,
those
wah,
motherfuckers.
Wah. Now, a little while back, you did that show that was just clips of old prank phone calls mixed with music.
Yep.
And
amazing music by Jim. Everybody loves Jim.
It's going to be probably somewhere between 60 to 90 days before I'm resettled and I have my computer again and such. Mm-hmm. And I can get a terabyte drive and download the torrents. You know, I've been listening to you for approximately 5 years now.
That's crazy.
I was thinking...
And stalking me for 2 of those years.
If you want, and I don't want any credit for it, but
good.
If you want, maybe we can fill up these gap times. Put me to task. I have absolutely nothing to do. I'm like Matt Hillock. I'm permanently disabled. I sit on my ass
do
all
it.
Day long.
Make things for me.
On the government's dime and get bubbles in my spine. So if you like that idea,
you live in the dream.
Give it a try. I'm just currently trying to decide where I want to move back to. If I'm going to move further south towards Gold Beach and Brookings. North
AKA further
Bay,
away from me.
North Bend, or maybe I might even move to Albany.
Oh my God, is this your diary or something?
That would be interesting.
All right, it's been over 2 minutes. That's all you get, Corbin guy. And my answer is hell yeah, if you want to create stuff for the Snowplow show, like crazy mixes with music or whatever, I may or may not use it. And that goes for everyone. If anyone wants to create anything, send it to me. I might put it in my shows and take credit for it. So do it!
Hey Brad, it's Chris and Sarah. Just wanted to say thank you for the great shows lately.
You're welcome.
We love you. Sorry I was mean about the high quality audio thing machine.
I was just kidding around with you guys. I hope you didn't take me seriously.
And that we love you. So I hope you have a great day and a great show.
Thanks, Chris.
Well, you're a doorman.
Not a doorman.
Hey, Brad, it's Ed Poke Spot. Hope you're feeling better. And to cheer you up, I want to play your favorite song. Here you go.
Oh, yay. What's it going to be? I think you have some encoding issues, Ed Poke Spot. I don't know what the hell this is. All right. Thanks, iPokeSmut.
Goodbye.
Okay, I think I'm done with voicemails. They're just way too weird today. I don't know what's going on. And I'm still really behind on voicemails. I need to get caught up on these things. So let's get back to the drought calls and see what happens. See if we get any more people that completely freak out at me over their water allotments. Isn't this crazy that people in California have to do stuff like this? And I assume they get in some sort of trouble if they go over their water allotment. What does the water company do if you go over your water allotment, for real? I have no idea how all this stuff works, but man, it sounds like it really sucks to live in California right now. All of you listeners that live in California, you have my sympathy, even though I'm calling up your neighbors and being jerks to them.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Rowan?
Yes.
Hey there, this is Steven from the California Water Company.
Mm-hmm.
And I just needed to let you know we're going to be there tomorrow morning. We're going to drain your pool. We should be there right around 9 in the morning.
Why?
We're going to drain your pool. It's because of the drought. We're draining a lot of the pools in the neighborhood.
No, you can't do that.
Well, yeah, no, we're using it for other... We're going to be recycling it. We're going to use it in the water tower and everything.
No, you can't use that water.
Oh, no, you don't have a choice. We're in the middle of a drought. California's in serious trouble.
Okay, it's a joke.
No, it's not a joke. Why do you think it's a joke?
Because it's ridiculous.
Well, the drought is not a joke, ma'am. Jeez, nobody's taking this pool thing seriously. I should probably just stop saying that. I don't think it's a very believable thing to say to people.
Hello?
Hello, Susan?
Yes?
Hi there, this is Roy from the California Water Company.
Yes?
And I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be there tomorrow morning to drain your pool.
Drain my pool?
Yeah, we're going to be draining your pool.
Why?
Because we're in the middle of a drought. You're not allowed to fill up your pool.
So, I haven't. Not since we've been having rain.
Well, it's full, though. We flew a drone over your house, and we could tell that it was completely full.
Well, yeah, because we've had a lot of rain.
Oh, that's not true. Come on. If the rain can't fill up an entire swimming pool.
No, I never drain my pool. But it fills it up. It tops it off.
We're going to drain it for you. We're going to take all the water out, and we're going to recycle it for the California drought. We're going to be there tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So, well, damn her. Now we can't drain the pool because she hung up on me. She thwarted our plan.
Hello?
Hello, this is Roy from the California Water Company.
Yeah?
And I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be there tomorrow morning and we're going to drain your pool.
I think you got the wrong phone number.
Oh, no. Is this
no. I hope you're not going to drain my pool. No, this is Mindy, 47 Drive. You want to reach the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the right address, 47. Yeah, we're going to be there tomorrow morning. We're going to drain your pool.
No. Wait. I never request you to drain my pool. Why?
Oh, no. It's because of the drought, and you're not allowed to have a swimming pool filled with water in the middle of a drought.
Are you serious?
Yes.
So? But we don't use any water. We don't use a pool. Why would you drain my pool?
Well, it's completely full right now. We came by and checked, and we saw that it was full. So we're going to come, and we're going to drain it all away.
Wait. When did you come by and check?
We came by in the middle of the night.
When? Who allow you to go into my property?
Oh, no. They snuck in the middle of the night just to check, because we're allowed to do that. We're with the water company.
Are you serious about this?
Yes.
You must be joking, right?
Oh, no, I don't joke, ma'am.
You must be joking, right?
No, I'm a Christian. I do not joke.
No. You are not joking. I mean, you're not allowed to go into my company. I will call the police. Go to my house, okay?
The police will work with us if you don't let us into the yard.
No. Then get the police here. You're not allowed to come. All of my neighbors have a swimming pool. Why would you go to my house?
Well, we're draining your pool because you've been overusing your water allotment. You're in a lot of trouble, ma'am.
I'm not using over my water allotment. I'm still the same. Last month, I used less than one.
Oh, that's not...
What are you talking about?
That's
not
true.
Are you abusing me?
I show here no. On our records that you used over four last month.
Over four last month?
Yep, over four. So...
No, it's not.
So...
I don't have to pay any extra, and I don't even use my pool.
Well, that's fine.
The pool is there.
You can't,
don't go in and destroy my property, okay?
You can't.
You're not allowed to come into my property.
We're coming
that
to your
is
property.
Trespassing.
Oh, we're coming.
Huh?
We're coming to your property.
What?
We're gonna remove your pool. We're gonna empty your pool.
Are you kidding? I'm gonna call my lawyer. You're joking, right?
You can't fight the water company. We're with
Why not? I mean, why are you the one who drained my pool? How about my are you going to drain everyone in Atherton?
No, just the
are
people,
you kidding me?
Just the ones who violate the water allotment. Will you stop yelling at me? Just the ones that violate the water allotment.
Stop, but I'm not using water in my allotment. Are you talking? Show me the law that's saying that you are authorized to go and drain people's pool.
Oh, we know the law.
Show me the law.
You said you
go in here and show up with that. No, it's not.
This is
outrageous.
You said you don't use the pool anyway, so it doesn't matter.
No, it's not. I don't want to damage my pool.
Oh, it won't.
I don't want to take it out.
It won't damage it.
And it's not. You're not allowed to do so. You come.
No, we won't.
You show me the legislation that you're allowed to
oh, we have the proper registration. We'll bring it with us when we drain your pool tomorrow morning.
No, it's not. You're not allowed to come in my property, okay?
Oh, yes, we are. Yes,
okay,
we are.
Okay, that is period.
She definitely got the last word on that one. She even said period to me and hung up. And I would call her back, but I'm pretty sure, like, if she keeps yelling at me in that voice, my ears are going to start bleeding. We don't want that, so I'll just move on to the next one. Did you guys hear about that celebrity last year? He was stealing water from a fire hydrant, like, a bunch of times. I can't even remember. Let me look it up here real quick on the internets. Tom Selleck. He played a Magnum PI. I think that's the only thing I really know him from. But the water company, they tossed a lawsuit into the lap of Tom Selleck for allegedly committing several acts of water thievery since 2013. Tom and his wife are accused of stealing thousands of gallons of water from a fire hydrant near a construction site in Thousand Oaks, California, and transporting that stolen water to his 60-acre ranch in the Hidden Valley area. It says the water district paid a private investigator $21,000 to track and document Tom's water looting truck. That's the best part. He's Magnum PI. He's from the TV show Magnum PI, and they had to pay a private investigator to follow him. They want him to pay back all the water and the court fees and the attorney costs and the other damages that are to be determined. Oh, and I missed a paragraph. The court documents say that the water district claims that a commercial truck sucked water out of the fire hydrant and drove it back to blah blah whatever this says a total of 12 times in the span of 18 months. They knew he was doing it, so they sent cease and desist letters to both of his homes in Southern California, and those letters did nothing to stop Tom's alleged water snatching ways. That's pretty great. Ex-TV star or movie star or whatever, going to that much trouble just to have water. Oh wait, I know him from more than Magnum P.I. He was in a movie in the 80s called Runaway. It was a movie about robots. Killer robots. I haven't seen that in a long time. Maybe I should accuse these next people of stealing water from fire hydrants.
Hello?
Hello, Robert?
Yes?
Hey there, this is Roy from the California Water Company.
Yes.
And we were there earlier this week reading the meter, you know? And
yeah.
Our employee says they saw that you had hooked up a hose to the fire hydrant down the street and were using that to fill up your swimming pool.
I have no idea. That's crazy. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, no, he took pictures.
Who you're talking to?
He took pictures and everything. And we know
what's the address you're calling?
80 Lane.
I have no fire hydrant hooked to a swimming pool. That's insane.
Well, not currently, but you did a few days ago.
No, where is even the fire hydrant they're talking about?
Okay, well, I'm not...
I can't even picture a fire hydrant near my house.
I know, you ran it through a neighbor's yard, and you kind of went down the street with it.
This is insane!
I know it's insane. It's stupid. I would think in that neighborhood you could afford water.
Yes, I can. I've never... This is the most preposterous thing anyone's ever accused me of.
Okay, well, we have pictures.
I can't picture where a fire plug is in my neighborhood that I would use.
Oh, you're a horrible actor. We know you did it, and we have pictures and everything, so you can't do that.
Come over and show me the pictures. Come on over.
Oh, we will. We'll be there in 10 minutes. Motherfucker.
Who is this?
It's Roy from the water company.
Roy from the water company just called me a motherfucker?
Well, you're being a motherfucker. You're stealing water from our fire hydrants. That's for fires.
I am not stealing anyone's water. Is this a crank call?
No, of course not.
Well, I'm mortified. I don't know what to tell you. If you want to come over and show me pictures, I'd be happy to look at
it. You don't sound mortified. It's almost as if you're a bad actor.
Well, I've never been accused of anything this preposterous before.
Well, you just never got caught before, but you finally got caught.
I wouldn't even know how to connect a hose to a fire hydrant.
That's something that someone that would do that would say. It's not that hard. You just look on the internet. You can buy the adapters and stuff.
Do you have a number at the water company there where I could call you back I know who I'm really talking to?
Just look on your caller ID, smart guy.
I don't have that. Can you just give me the number at the water company so I can call the water company?
You don't have caller ID.
I don't have caller ID.
That seems as unlikely as your dumb story about not stealing water.
Fine. Just give me your phone number at California Water, and I will call you, and we can continue the conversation.
Why can't we just talk right now? We're already on the phone. Why do you have to complicate things?
Because you're wasting my time. I don't believe you are who you say
you
are.
Why don't you just look it up?
Look, if you're not going to give me a phone number, I can call you back. I'm going to hang up.
Hang up. I don't care. Well, that didn't go well. I'm going to try that one again.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Morton?
Yes.
Hey there, this is Roy from the California Water Company.
Yes.
And one of our employees were there reading your meter a few days ago.
Uh-huh.
And they saw that you had a hose connected to the fire hydrant down the street, and you were using it to fill up your pool. Well, you did a few days ago. I just wanted to let you know that's not allowed. You can't do that. It's illegal.
We did not do that. I don't know who did that.
Well, so it was going right into your backyard. Why would someone else fill up your pool?
I don't know. We did not do that, though.
Well, that seems unlikely that someone else would do that for you.
I don't know who did it. We were in Tahoe last week. When was this?
I was on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, our pool service guy came today. We fill our pool from our faucet out that hooks up to our pool.
Well, you're not allowed to do that either because we're in the middle of a drought.
Yeah, but we're not filling anything because it's been raining. Our pool's full.
You just said you fill it from your spout.
During the summertime we do.
Okay, look, you don't have to deny it or anything. Just stop doing that. You can't just plug a hose into the fire hydrant and fill your pool.
Is this a joke? Is this like a comedy thing?
No, of course not.
Can I get your name and number, please?
Sure, it's Roy, and my number's on your caller ID.
Okay, we have not... Do you have the correct... It's 11 Avenue?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely the right address. Yeah, we just need to let you know not to do that anymore. I mean, come on, you can afford water, I'm sure. Are you just worried about going over your allotment?
No, we didn't do that.
Yeah, well, every time we catch someone doing this, they say they didn't do that.
Okay, I'm going to have my husband call you back.
Okay.
Hold on, let me check my caller ID and make sure I have the number, because we did not do this.
Well, your husband probably did it.
I was home all day on yesterday and Wednesday.
Well, probably your husband did it.
My husband wasn't home.
Well, one of you had to do it.
How? I don't even know how to work the fire hydrant. I wouldn't even know. Was it like a green hose?
Yeah, like a garden hose. Yeah, we have pictures and everything of the hose going right
can
up
I
to your
please,
house.
Can I schedule a meeting to see the pictures?
No, they're mine and you can't see them.
Who is this?
My name is Roy from the California Water Company.
Okay, I think this is a joke and a prank call.
No, it's not a prank call, ma'am. Look, you're not in any trouble. I'm just saying, why don't you stop doing that, you damn hobo?
Hold on, let me check my caller ID. Hold on for a second.
All right.
Can I have your number so I can call you back, please?
Well, it's on your caller ID. Just learn...
Roy, please give me your phone number.
Well, it's on the caller ID. Just look at your caller ID. You're going to say you don't know how to work that either? It's like you don't know how to work a fire hydrant?
What's your emergency?
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to dial information. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Information, can I help you? She recognized my voice. Well, damn it. She dialed 411, and I thought she dialed 911. Because I'm used to people calling 911. Who the hell calls 411 today? Does that even work anymore?
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Moracle?
Yes?
Hi there, this is Roy from the water company, from California Water.
Uh-huh.
And were you aware that somebody was hooking up a hose to your water spout and stealing your water this past week? We caught a man hooking up his water hose to your house and putting water into a truck.
Are you serious?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Where was he doing that?
Outside
the gate or inside the gate?
Oh, he was inside the gate. Yeah, he had a hose hooked up and he was stealing water from you. Our guy that reads the water meters, he saw the guy and called the police and everything.
When did this happen?
On Wednesday. And they arrested the guy. It turned out it was Tom Selleck, the guy that used to play Magnum P.I. He was stealing water from your house.
Who is this?
This is Roy from the California Water Company. No, I wouldn't joke, ma'am. I'm letting you know that they're probably going to want you to testify in court and everything against Tom Selleck.
How would Tom Selleck have gotten inside my gate?
I don't know. He used to be a private investigator, so maybe he knows how to lockpick. I mean, I saw him do some crazy things on that show.
Okay, thank you.
Well, ma'am, I need to give you the court date and all that.
Okay. You know what? Can you send it to me?
Send it how?
In the mail.
I'll just text it to your home phone, okay?
Okay, I can't receive texts on my home phone, but...
Oh, no, you can. It works. You'll see.
Okay.
I'll send them in just a minute. I'll send you the court documents and the arrest report and all that.
Okay.
All right. Have a nice night.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I don't think she's believing me for some reason. Damn that Tom Selleck, causing troubles all over California.
Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Marsden?
Yeah?
Hi there, this is Roy from the California Water Company.
Yes?
And I just wanted to let you know that our water meter reader was out there the other day, and he saw that you guys had hooked a hose up to the fire hydrant down the street, and were using it to fill up your pool.
Oh, no, I don't have a swimming pool. You've got the wrong address.
Oh, no, it was definitely you. They're at a one... No. Avenue.
We do not have a swimming pool. I'm sorry to say.
Well, they were filling up it wasn't an in-ground pool. It was just one sitting in the yard, and then they had barrels they were filling up. You can't do that. You can't fill up barrels.
No, we did not do that. Goodbye.
Well, we know you did.
What,
ma'am,
do you think you're doing, calling me up and accusing me of something like that?
Well,
you're
we
nuts.
Know you did it, ma'am. We took pictures and everything of the hose going up to your house.
You're a screwball. Goodbye.
We know all about your scam.
Hello?
Hello, Earl?
No, this is Barbara. This is his wife.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Roy from the California Water Company?
Yes, Roy.
And I just needed to let you know you're going over your allotment for your water usage.
Okay. Can you hold on just a minute? I'm
okay.
I'm going to put my husband on, okay?
All right.
Hold on.
Hello?
Hello, Earl?
Who's this?
This is Roy from the California Water Company.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know you're going over your water allotment for the past 2 months.
Yes.
And you need to stop doing that. You can't use too much water or we'll shut off your water account.
Well, who can I talk to about this to see if the allotment that we have is adequate for our situation?
Oh, it's plenty. You've got more than you need. You just need to stop using so much water. Maybe you shouldn't be filling up your swimming pool.
Well, I don't. I haven't topped that off for quite a while.
Well, I don't know. Our meter guy said he looked at it, and it looks pretty full to him.
Pardon?
Our meter guy.
We had a lot of rain, that's why.
Oh, come on. Rain can't fill up a swimming pool. You don't have to lie to me. I'm just saying you're over your allotment. You're taking too long of showers.
We have tried to, first of all, there are three adults who live in the house, and we all try to limit our showers to like 3 minutes. Secondly, we have a flow reducer in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
We have toilets in the house, and all of them are these Japanese Todo toilets with what you call quick flow flushing.
Then how are you going over your allotment?
Well, I don't know.
Other people can do it just fine with that much.
Well, I'm sort of at a loss as it, when you say we should probably the most water we use is exterior watering.
Oh, see, that's the problem.
When we have like I've had it on rain off for the last 2 weeks. So we've cut back quite a bit on that.
Well, just stop watering your lawn. Just get rid of your lawn. Get some AstroTurf or something. Or maybe, I mean, you've got that nice big swimming pool. Why don't you just go out? Why don't you just go start taking shits in the pool?
Taking what?
Why don't you start taking shits in the pool?
I don't understand. Taking what in the pool?
Shits. You know, poop. Why don't you just poop in the pool?
I still don't follow you. I'm sorry.
You know your swimming pool in the backyard?
I know we have a swimming pool, yes.
Yeah, why don't you just use that as your toilet?
Use that as a toilet?
Yeah, that'll save tons of water. Just go out there and squat over the pool and poop in your pool.
I have a feeling that you're putting me on.
No, I'm not. Not at all. I'm just suggesting ways to conserve water.
Well, that's certainly not a very sanitary suggestion.
Oh, it'll be fine. Come on. It's not that unsanitary. It's just try it. Try it once or twice and see how you like it.
I'm sorry, but I just can't see that doing that. My wife, as a practical matter, my wife is on a walker, and that just would not work out at all.
Well, you could hold her hand. It's okay when she poops.
What's your last name, by the way?
Gerbel.
Pardon?
No, Gerbel.
And you're with the whereabouts with the what office of the water company?
I'm just in the billing office for California Water. I mean, just stop watering your lawn. What do you have to water your lawn for? Just let it go to shit. It's okay. It's just a lawn. It's not a big deal, right?
Well, it's a matter of fact, because of the recent rain we've had, it's looking a lot better than it did.
See?
Because we have cut back on the watering. We're supposed to water twice a week.
Maybe,
right?
Maybe stop doing your dishes. Maybe go out to eat every night. That'll help conserve things. Use a lot of styrofoam cups.
You're making a lot of, in my opinion, strange suggestions, like going to the bathroom in the swimming pool.
Well, I mean,
are you serious about that?
Of course, yeah. A lot of people do that these days.
A lot of people do that?
Yeah, because of the drought. And that's why they don't go over their allotment like you do.
What you are, in effect, saying to me is that if we don't cut back on our water usage, you're going to turn off the water service?
Oh, we might. You never know.
You might. We never know.
Yep. I'm a loose cannon here. I'm liable to do anything.
You're liable to do anything. Can I quote you on that?
Sure, yeah. Who are you going to quote me to?
I'm going to call someone else in the water department and confirm this conversation.
Maybe you could move in with one of your neighbors. You know, just all of you share the showers and dishes and stuff like that. Just move in with your neighbors. That'll save water.
Frankly, I'm finding this a very discouraging conversation. I'm not going to say thank you for calling, but I'm going to hang up.
Okay. Well, that seems like as good a place as any to end the show, right? I think that was the most polite phone hang-up thing that I've ever gotten in my entire life. What a nice guy. All right, so anyway, yeah, I think I'm done with this whole show thing. We had some fun today. Some people got really weirded out and confused, and a few of them even got angry and yelled at me, so that was fun. It's always a good day when I get yelled at by someone. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the show. And lots of thanks to every single one of you, because I know you're all supporters of the show and that you do everything you can to support the show, such as going to phonelosers.com/cactus or patreon.com/phonelosers and signing up to be a monthly contributor of the show. You guys are the best for always doing that. And I love how you guys are always promoting my show as much as you possibly can on Facebook and Twitter. You know, where you go to youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica and you pick your favorite pranks and you post them everywhere you possibly can and in every possible subreddit. That's so great that you guys do that for me all the time. I really appreciate it, everyone. And if you're not doing things like that, then shame on you. But I know I don't have to say that because each and every one of you are doing things like that. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you, everyone, very much for doing all of that stuff for me. And of course, thank you, Reefer Badness, for being the sponsor of today's show. Be sure to follow The Snowplow Show and The Phone Losers of America at twitter.com/phonelosers, facebook.com/phonelosers, and on YouTube at youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica. I will see you all next time, and I'm going to end today's show with a song about water, because that seems fitting.
I moved into my new apartment at the end of February, surprised to find out that the water was free. The lady in the office says it's included in the rent. Use it as much as you want. I had their total consent. Now I'm saving extra money on the monthly expenses, filling up my bottles of water as fast as my sink dispenses. I flush the toilet 7 times every time that I pee. I may as well. It helps my local water municipality. Free water every single day at Oakview Apartments in Green Bay. And I read my contract all the way through, and there's nothing that my landlord can do. Free water every single day at Oakview Apartments in Green Bay. And my rent never will increase because I'm locked into a long-term lease. I bought a fountain for my living room, and man, it is beautiful. It's nearly 8 feet tall and has a full working waterfall. I ran the water lines through the walls under my bathroom sink. It runs 24 hours a day and hardly ever even leaks. I have a black market shower head for better pressure while showering, which I leave running all the time, making the bathtub self-cleaning. I've got free air conditioning using ice from my fridge with copper tubes on a fan wrapped around the front of it. But running the fan all the time used up too much energy, so I'm using a water-powered turbine just to keep the fan spinning. And cooling the ice from the freezer made my power bill higher, so I've made another turbine using parts from my dryer. With a water reservoir hidden out on my balcony, I'm piping water through a generator for free electricity. I flush trash down my toilet to save money on garbage bags, which is really convenient because it's such a long walk to the dumpster, man. Free water every single day at Oakview Apartments in Green Bay. And I've read my contract all the way through, and there's nothing that my landlord can do. Free water every single day at Oakview Apartments in Green Bay. And my rent never will increase because I'm locked into a long-term lease. Free water every single day at Oakview Apartments in Green Bay. And I know the landlord would have a fit if he knew I ran my washer for the hell of it. Free water every single day at Oakview Apartments in Green Bay. And I wish I wasn't on the second floor because water's leaking from my reservoir.
Excuse me? You installed what on your wall? Are you insane? Why would you do that? You've done something that I've never even heard of in my entire life.
I've got a dam in my kitchen that can power my oven and runs my KitchenAid mixer at the push of a button. There are tracks carrying water that just go on forever, running all over the walls. It looks like something by MC Escher. I'm selling bottled ice water at major sporting events, making more than enough money than I need for my rent, quenching the thirst of the fans, helping them deal with the heat. I'm giving the Aquafina man a fucking run for his money. My brother-in-law is paying me $50 to fill his pool with 25,000 gallons of water, but when I'm not building a model rainforest in my bathtub, I'm mailing bottles of clean water all the way to Africa and doing scientific experiments with foil and gallium, mixing them carefully with water so I can make hydrogen. I hope my city doesn't mind losing their water monopoly because I've applied for a permit to start my own water company. Free water every single day at Oakview Apartments in Green Bay. And I read my contract all the way through, and there's nothing that my landlord can do. Free water every single day at Oakview Apartments in Green Bay. And my rent never will increase because I'm locked into a long-term lease. Free water every single day at Oakview Apartments in Green Bay. And the clothes I'm wearing now are really clean because they're in the washer almost constantly. Free water every single day at Oakview Apartments in Green Bay. And it's been fun trying brand new things like full-scale model ice sculpting.
I've never heard of anything so ludicrous.